Good afternoon. Welcome to International Service. I checked the scriptures which Pastor Chris already preached. Last time he asked me to preach from James, so I thought maybe this time would be the James too, but I checked the scriptures Pastor Chris preached, as already James was done, and he preached from the epistle of John twice. Then today I'd like to preach from the epistle of James, the part he skipped, which is the very first part of the first epistle of John, which is 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. I think he skipped this. Why he skipped this significant part? I don't know. Maybe I should. Thank you. Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. Okay, let me read 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Amen. This is the beginning. This is the first part of the letter of John, the first letter of John. And so the first part of the letter must be very important. And especially Paul's letters, the first part of his letters is just greeting. You know, I'm the slave of Jesus, and I was called, and I serve Jesus for you, and those kind of greetings. But this very part is not greeting, as I read. You know, this is, we can find any in greeting. Maybe just verse 4, we write this to make our joy complete. It's kind of greeting. But from verse 1 to 3, it's not seems like greeting. And he wants to say something very important, the first part of his letter, I think. And as I read, maybe you realize that there are some words are replicated. You know, like the verse 1 said, which we have heard, which you have seen with our eyes, which have looked at, and our hands have touched. And verse 3 said, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard. You know, all these words are same. And so naturally we can feel that the writer, the author of the letter, wants to emphasize that I heard and seen and touched the word, the Jesus Christ, you know. And why he wants to emphasize that he saw him and, you know, and heard him and with his eyes, with our eyes, and all kind, you know. There is a big reason why he wants to say this. That is the heresy or cult or wrong Christianity. It's called Gnosticism. This is the one of the reasons he wrote the letter to somebody. The Gnosticism, have you ever heard Gnosticism? No? No? Oh, okay. Yeah, some are yes, some are no. Gnosticism was perhaps the most dangerous heresy that threatened the early church during the first three centuries. So, Gnosticism was very important. We understand the meaning of some books in the New Testament, especially John, Gospel John letter, and Colossians, and some other letters from Paul. The Gnosticism, influenced by such philosophers as Plato, Gnosticism is based on two false premises, two false presuppositions. First, it espouses a dualism regarding spirit and matter. Gnosticism asserts that matter is inherently evil. Matter is evil. Matter is evil. And spirit is good. Spirit is good. As a result of this presupposition, Gnostics believe anything done in the body, even the grossest sin, has no meaning because real life exists in the spirit realm only. So Gnosticism thought, real and virtual. You know, they don't have any word of virtual in the first century, but we can say a real thing. Real is evil, it's bad. But virtual is good. Like spirit, God, it's good. So everything, especially human beings, inherently bad, which means we cannot change. We are totally bad. So with this body, if we commit sins, that's okay, because inherently bad, evil. So we cannot control. And the problem is, of course, that is a problem, one of the problem. You know, even to accept the Jesus Christ and become the Christian, the Gnosticism teach, you know, Gnosticism is a part of Christianity that century, that time. We couldn't understand, you know, is this not a Christianity? But the Gnosticism was invaded the Christian churches because the people live in that first century, they're based on the philosophy, Greek philosophy. So the matter is evil, the spirit is good. And the problem is, the biggest problem is, how do we understand Jesus Christ? We believe, we teach Jesus Christ is God, but human. So the person of Jesus Christ is another area where Christianity and Gnosticism drastically differ. The Gnostics believe that Jesus physical body was not real. Huh? But only seemed to be physical. Ah. It's like 3D form or something, you know. Because Gnosticism believed that the matter is evil. So, of course, Jesus Christ was there, but it's not real. It's not physically existed. But it seemed to be physical. And that his spirit descended upon him at his baptism, but left him just before his crucifixion. Such views destroy not only the true humanity of Jesus, but also the atonement, for Jesus must not only have been truly God, but also the truly human and physically real man who actually suffered and died upon the cross in order to be the acceptable substitutionally sacrifice for sin. This is what we believe. This is they believe. But Gnosticism said, no. Yeah, Jesus was there, but it just seemed, you know. Because they believe the matter is evil, so the Jesus Christ must not be real thing. But we believe, since Jesus was real, has a human physical body, he could be the sacrifice of our sins, right? Yeah. The biblical view of Jesus affirms his complete humanity as well as his full deity. This is we believe. Yeah. But even just started a new church in the first century, since they were, you know, as I said, they're in a Roman period, but their idea was based on the Greek philosophy. So even the new Christians, they were, still in the Greek philosophy. So somebody said, yeah, Jesus was there, but it's not real. It seems to be Jesus Christ. Yeah. Because human body is evil. So the many Christians, maybe so. Oh. That's why John wrote this letter. Yeah. That's why he said that which from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which have looked at and our hands have touched, he was real. I heard his voice. I saw him, even I met him, I touched him. So I can feel his enthusiasm, you know, his passion. You know, when he start writing, this is I want you to know. Jesus was real. So these green parts, he said the same thing. And also verse 2 said the life appeared. Appeared. It's not a real translation of Greek word. Yeah, Greek word means, you know, became real. Not just appear. You know, he became real. He was there. He was existed. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. Yes, I testified he was there. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and appeared to us. Again, appeared and appeared. And verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard. You know, it's too much. But as I mentioned, the Christians, the people he wants to read this letter were maybe in the storm of Gnosticism, you know. So many Christians lost their true faith. That's why he wrote this. And we can find some other Johannine terms. Johannine means John's term. This letter was written, the Epistle of John, maybe, because there are some words we could find in the Gospel of John, especially in the first chapter, which was from the beginning, in Greek means the one who existed from the beginning of universe. Like, we could say, he was there when he created the world. He was there at the first verse of Genesis. Not he was created after first verse of Genesis. He was there. He was there before the time started, means. And also, word of life. Word, we can see the word is on the capital, right? The life appeared, we have seen, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. It's capital, W becomes capital. Word is in Greek, logos. Logos. You know you have a little logos, right? Yeah. Logos, yes. Logos is not the not just meaning of word. Yeah. Logos is the philosophical term of in the Greek era. Logos is the origin of or the center of this universe. Yeah. And logos is not the thing, but the person. It's like a character. So John used logos in the first chapter of his gospel many times, but he used logos to express that somebody, a pre-incarnate, the Jesus. Logos became Jesus. Logos was God, Logos was creator, Logos was with his father, and got flesh and became Jesus. This is what it said. So in this epistle, he also used the word logos. But it's hard to translate it into English nor Japanese. So in Japanese, we say kotoba, you know, it says word. And unfortunately, we don't have a capital in Japanese, you know. So many Japanese misunderstand kotoba. You know, kotoba is word or language. But the logos does not mean word. You know, sometimes, of course, logos used for word. But in this particular scripture, John used logos is the creator, is the origin or center of this universe. So this we proclaim concerning the word of life. And life, also the Johannine terms. He used the life. There are two Greek words for life. One is zoe, one is pushke. And in this part of the section, he used zoe. And zoe means eternal life. Pushke is temporal life, temporally. You know, just life for this world, this world. But zoe is eternal life. So John said in this scripture, we proclaim concerning the word of life. We proclaim the eternal life. The one who created the world and his eternal life. This is what we proclaim. This is John's particular terms and idioms. And go back to the story. This is what he wants to emphasize. He wants us to know. He wants to the readers understand. I did witness. We have heard. This comes two times. We have seen with our eyes. You know, when we see, of course, we see with our eyes. Yeah. So we don't need to say, I saw with my eyes. Right? This is redundant. Even redundant, but he wants to say so. I saw with my eyes, these two eyes, I saw Jesus with my eyes. You know. That's why he said, we have seen with our eyes. And we looked at. Looked at means I met, you know, I spend time with this kind of thing. It's just like, or somebody translated into gaze. You know, I gaze at Jesus. I saw, not just see it, I saw him. And our hands have touched. Our hands have touched him. He was not virtual. I touched him. If the writer was the disciple of John, he touched Jesus. He had the Last Supper. He leaned on Jesus, right? Yeah. And he said, not I. He said what? We. Not only me. Not only me, Peter, Andrew, Matthew, other disciples, my brothers, my sisters. We saw, we heard, we saw, we looked at, and we touched. So there are many witnesses, many people can tell Jesus was real. And also he used the perfect tense, have heard. Perfect tense, of course, in English we have perfect tense. But unfortunately, Japanese doesn't have perfect tense. Yeah. So perfect tense is hard to understand for Japanese. We learn perfect tense in junior high school. Have something or has something is hard to understand. But there's something a little bit different from English perfect tense and Greek perfect tense. Actually, Greek perfect tense is like just for experience, you know, shows the experience. Of course, English perfect tense shows experience, but especially in Greek perfect tense says, it's done, yes, and really I did something. So John used we and also have. We have heard. We experienced. We have heard. We have seen. We have looked at. We have touched. You know, all these expression we can feel what he wants us to know. Have you ever seen Jesus with your eyes? No, not me neither. Have you ever touched him? No, no. But have you ever heard some news, we saw Jesus like a cloud like Jesus, or, you know, we saw Jesus on the on the wall, or yeah. You know, that is our desire. You know, we want to see Jesus. But how could we say the person or shape is Jesus? How could you say he's Jesus? Have you ever seen Jesus? No. Are there any pictures? No photos, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. What do you imagine Jesus like? Jesus is what? Huh? Yeah, particular Jesus pictures like American. Yeah, white guy, brown hair, long brown hair, right? That is totally wrong. Jesus was Arab, Jew. Yes. Yeah. But you know, I saw many. Oh, wow. I have to leave now. Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's fine. which means we'd like to see him, but we cannot see. Yeah, of course. But we don't need to see him. We don't need to touch him. But somebody saw him, somebody touched him, somebody heard him, that he was real. And he was real once. That's enough. Paul says in Corinthians, he is the image of invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Christ all fullness of deity lives in bodily form. But he, bodily form, he, yes, he was real, he was the image of God. And somebody experienced, and that is enough. He came to this earth with real physical body. He could redeem us. The Epistle of John chapter 2:2 said he is atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for ours, but also for our sins of the whole world. Since he was real, 2:1 said, but if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Since he was real, those who says they live in God should live their lives as Christ did. If he did not come to this earth with physical body or real shape, we are not saved. We are still in sinners. We do not have eternal life. But he came down to the earth once but with physical body, he became a human being and he died for us. He died for you. That's enough. He does not need to come twice or third times. He does not need to show himself with clouds or pictures on the walls. That's nonsense for me. Of course, well, I want to see him, but we don't know. We cannot recognize he is Jesus or not. He looks like a good guy or a handsome guy, but we have never seen him, you know. Maybe we are so, we are so eager to see him, so sometimes we saw the shape of cloud just like Jesus. We don't need to. And the most important thing John wants to say in this section is, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. He came to this earth with physical body, with flesh, with real, to have fellowship with us. Wants to time spend with us. That is God. Our God, he wants to be with us. like Revelation, even John 3:20 said, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." This is our God. That's why he is real. Of course, we cannot see him, but this is his heart. This is what he wants. This is our God. He wants to have fellowship with us. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you sent your only Son, begotten Son, with the flesh. He was real, not virtual, not something it seemed. Because John and other disciples have heard him, have seen him, have looked at him, have touched him. And he, Jesus Christ, died with real body for our sins. And he resurrected. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for becoming a matter, becoming real thing to have fellowship with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to catch the train 3:17 at Mitaki Station, so I have only 5 minutes.